You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot of elections going on today. We'll talk about some of the interesting ones we need to watch and keep you guys posted on any preliminary results that we get. Then it looks like we're using our pets as therapy for certain mental conditions. And I think there's going to be a huge pet industry and a huge boost in using animals to help us get through bereavement, post-traumatic stress disorder, etc. We've been underutilizing our animals. I mean, I know we do. I got 2 dogs and 3 cats. We don't put them to work. All we let them do is eat and poop and sleep. Eat, poop, sleep. That's all they do. And these animals should really be contributing a little bit more. All right? And, yeah, I don't mind letting them vote. They say doctor demand will grow by up a third. By the year 2025, and who do we have to fill in the gaps? We're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about how bariatric surgery improves sexual function. Women who get bariatric surgery seem to be doing pretty well in bed. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this always, these headlines always catch my eye. Anything that has to do with history. And this headline, the origins of syphilis, is still a mystery. And, anything that has to do with history, I like to look at. So I read this article from Fox News. And they were talking about that still researchers don't still really understand where syphilis started. Now, the main hypothesis, many of us will think about Christopher Columbus. According to the quote-unquote Columbian theory, the crews of Christopher Columbus brought the disease from America to Europe when they returned home in 1492. Not long afterward, the first recorded epidemic of syphilis happened during the French invasion of the Italian city of Naples, in 1495. Apologize for that, okay? But critics of the Columbian theory claim that syphilis has nothing to do with nipples and that they may have existed in Europe prior to Columbus's return. Maybe that's why Columbus went to the New World, because he was fleeing syphilis. And the disease simply wasn't distinguished from other conditions such as leprosy until 1495. Now remember, syphilis, there's 3 different types of syphilis. You got primary syphilis, you got secondary syphilis, and who could guess the 3rd type of syphilis? Tertiary syphilis. Very, very good. Now, tertiary syphilis, pretty scary stuff because that can cause neurological disease, all right? But many people with syphilis in the first or the second, you could get these chancres, these sores, you could get rashes, etc. So maybe some people with syphilis were being confused with leprosy, even though I don't really see how, but, you know, I mean, again, you know, they didn't have Wikipedia or WebMD back then. They say the first historical record in 1496 shows, let me read this. They say syphilis is an STD that can damage the heart, brain, eyes, and bones, and even cause death if untreated. First appears in the historical record in the 1496 writings of a man named Joseph Grunpeck. But it was the Italian physician and poet Girolamo Fracastoro who used the term syphilis in a 1530 Latin poem. Now, I don't know much about love and wooing women back in the day, but if I could give any suggestions now, gentlemen, if you're going to write a poem, I would probably avoid syphilis. Now, remember, poetry back then wasn't always to woo people. Poetry was, I guess, a form of written word, like a blog. So I guess they used syphilis in that. Fracastoro said that this quote-unquote vulgar disease was born in the west of the Atlantic seas over those unhappy, recently discovered edges. Now, they say, before it get its current name, syphilis had other names. Okay? I guess each region had several names for the disease. The Italians called syphilis the French disease. The Japanese called it the Portuguese disease.
The Turkish called it the French or Christian evil. The liberals caused it the Republican disease. Okay. And the Persians called it the Turk evil. So you could see people were already laying blame on other countries for syphilis. Now, I guess syphilis, they say, might have come back. The term syphilis may go back to a story back in 1530 about a Greek shepherd named Syphilus, who led a revolt against the god of the sun and suffered later from the disease. The majority of Renaissance authors used the term syphilis after Fracastoro had mentioned Syphilus' myth in his book. I would love to have an STD named after me. Okay, now, then later it was recognized that different varieties of the disease existed, such as Bagel, Pinta, and Yaws, all caused by subspecies of the bacteria, which syphilis is caused by a bacteria, Treponema pallidum. Now, the Treponema bacteria has existed for a long time, even though it was only detected back in 1905. Now, actually, they're saying here that syphilis is four stages. Even though we know about primary, secondary, and tertiary, the symptoms come on from sores to skin rashes, then to blindness, paralysis, and dementia. What's very scary about syphilis is you could, decades later, have symptoms of syphilis that you got when you were a young one. Many of you, when you go and get STD testing, you just ask for HIV and maybe hepatitis. Can you please throw an RPR or a syphilis screen on there? If the RPR comes back positive, they'll do like an FTA to confirm if you actually have the antibodies. But it's extremely important. I got to tell you, we were very aggressive treating syphilis when I was in medical school. We had a guy at UCLA, patient who was allergic to penicillin. And to treat neurosyphilis, tertiary syphilis, you need to use penicillin. So what we did is we put him in the ICU. We gave him steroids. We had him actually connected to a ventilator and treated him with the penicillin, even though we knew it would put him into anaphylaxis, just to knock out the neurosyphilis. Right now, 12 million people each year get infected. All right, guys. And remember, keep it capped with a condom. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. So I guess Toronto Mayor Rob Ford has admitted today that he has smoked crack cocaine, but insisted he is not an addict. He faced reporters after Toronto's police chief confirmed the existence of a video that two media organizations showed the mayor smoking the drug. Ford admitted he had done so, estimating that had happened about a year ago. This is being reported by NBC News. He says, yes, I've smoked crack cocaine. All I can say is I've made mistakes. The mayor's admission comes after months of controversy over an alleged video showing the mayor smoking the crack cocaine. Last week, the Toronto police said they recovered a copy of a video that was consistent with one reportedly seen by journalists at the Toronto Star newspaper and by the media blog Gawker earlier this year. All right. Okay. So Ford, who has previously said he does not use crack and who did not discuss the content of the video, also said he would not step down and plan to run in the next election. Okay. Chief, I am asking you to release this video now. Whatever this video shows, Toronto residents deserve to see it, and people need to judge for themselves what they see in this video. Now, this is what I talked to you guys about when I finally caught up with all you guys on Breaking Bad, okay? Where there's, don't be naive, there's this whole world around us of drugs, and it's used by people alike. You got lawyers, doctors, politicians, students, car dealership, fast food workers. The drug world that we live in is next to you. You're probably running into people all the time.
that have a drug habit. We're taught when we're young that people who use drugs are very, very bad people and they do bad things. And then all of a sudden we start to see that there's people around us that do that stuff to cope. Right? I think I was told that certain fishermen, in order to stay awake throughout their shift, will use amphetamine-type substances, maybe even crystal meth. Now, I don't know. I can't confirm any of that. I'm not really very knowledgeable on that whole world. I know what my patients do, and I know how common it is. Okay? And I know many industries, it's very pervasive. People say, well, you got to be careful in the entertainment industry because there's drugs. It's in every industry, even politics. Okay? So, if one of your politicians admits to using crack cocaine, should he not be able to keep his office? Some of you say, well, absolutely, if that's illegal activity, if use and possession are illegal, he should not hold his office. And I agree with that. We have to have some standards, okay? Right? But what if he gets voted back? I mean, are we, and now again, this is Toronto, this isn't America, but still, okay? I mean, it could happen here. Right? If one of our, I mean, look at what happened with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton said he had smoked marijuana, right? But he said he didn't inhale. Remember, we were like, oh, no. But everybody loved Bill Clinton. And so they were like, well, that's what the guys did in the 60s. He smoked marijuana. He was worried he was going to get drafted to Vietnam. He didn't get drafted, so he smoked marijuana to celebrate. I don't know. And nobody thought it was a big deal. They thought he could still run the country. President Obama supposedly didn't have any drugs in his system when he took office, and look at how he's run the country. So there's an argument that maybe drugs will help them. I think Obama had something in his past. I need to look it up. I think he tried something. So as far as I'm concerned, we have image. In addition to us having leaders that are supposed to show that they've made good decisions, image is extremely important. Now, some of you think it really didn't matter with Clinton. We had the marijuana thing. We had the Monica Lewinsky thing. Nobody really seemed to care. But I think other countries do look at us. Okay? And whatever happens with Canada, happens in Canada. They can, I mean, they can do whatever the hell they want. If they want to, if he's a Toronto mayor and he wants to get reelected, that's fine. But the subjects are going to come up with us, too. All right, somebody is going to be doing drugs, somebody's going to be sleeping with somebody, etc. Now, for now, people cheating are leaving office, or even sexting, as we saw with Anthony Weiner and a bunch of other politicians. And I think that's appropriate. All right, I understand everybody's human, and I understand everybody transgresses, and everybody sins, I get that. But when you pick... When we choose our leaders, they need to be leaders. And not only political leaders, but leaders for a variety of issues. I mean, our kids are supposed to look up to our leaders. We're having a hell of a time with our kids looking up to our sports heroes, especially with what happened with Lance Armstrong. We have trouble now with the entertainment industry. Do we want our kids looking up to, like, Miley Cyrus? I mean, looking up to politicians shouldn't be the first choice. But when is a leader going to be a leader? And we need to be proud of that leader. And instead, we seem to find that leaders become more and more corrupt as they go. And maybe I'm naive, maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I think we still need to put character first. I really do. I think the character of somebody is paramount to being a successful leader, and they have to have a good character. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing that really frustrated me with the Olympics is how people who were caught cheating in the past could still become Olympians. To me, that rule has to change. That always bothered me when you would see the lineup of runners or the lineup of the athletes. And they would say, yes, this person back in 1991, or, back in 2004 was, sanctioned for, doping. And why are they in the Olympics? If you are going to be an Olympian, that means your whole career, you were worthy of becoming an Olympian.
All right? I don't think anybody should make it to the Olympics if they were ever caught cheating, because that means part of their pathway was cheating. Right? Makes sense. That's how I feel. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. All right, so what's going on Election Day? We got Chris Christie versus Barbara Buono. Now, he is, from what we understand, Chris Christie is planning, is probably a shoo-in for this one. I don't know much about what's going on with New Jersey politics for governor, but from what we understand, the way he handled Superstorm Sandy pleased a lot of his constituents. It might have displeased some of the conservatives when he embraced President Barack Obama. It's one of those things where what's he supposed to do? His state's in trouble. Chris Christie, very well known for him being very matter-of-fact. Okay? And, you know, he was like, you know, look, I got a state to protect. The president's helping us. The president's helping us. A lot of us agreed with that. All right? But did he go overboard? Lovey-doving to President Obama, who's hurting the rest of the country. Some of us disagree with that. So, but I won't be surprised if he makes it. There's been a lot of discussion about him running for 2016. I don't know who should be up against Hillary, but I don't think Chris Christie could do it. According to a, sorry if I mispronounced this, Quinnipiac University poll released Monday, Christie leads his Democratic challenger, State Senator Barbara Buono, 61% to 33%. The poll found 64% of independents and 30% of Democrats back a second term for Christie. All right, and this will bolster a bid for presidency in 2016. All right, now, Virginia, Terry McAuliffe versus Ken Cuccinelli versus Robert Sarvis. Apparently, Democrats, this is an attorney general race. Apparently, Democrats have pummeled the state attorney general with ads about abortion rights, environmental issues, health care, especially for women. McAuliffe's efforts to cast his opponent as an extremist have been bolstered by some Virginia Republicans who have endorsed McAuliffe, etc. That's going to be an interesting race for attorney general. They also have, here's the problem. A lot of these, I apologize. I'm having trouble pulling up because my computer really stinks. I apologize. Hold on one second. La, la, la. You see what I'm doing? I am clicking through. And, all right. Okay, we also got here. I apologize. By the way, for 61 years old, Bono looks pretty good. Oh, Virginia Governor Ken Cuccinelli. I'm sorry. This is for Virginia Governor Cuccinelli, conservative Democratic nominee McAuliffe. Got it. Okay. Apparently, if McAuliffe wins, his victory will put a close Clinton family ally in the governorship of a swing state. I guess Terry McAuliffe is the former Democratic National Committee chairman. Friends with the Clintons. There's an Alabama special congressional runoff. All right. There is a Republican seat. All right. Looks like, though, probably going to be taken over by a Republican Virginia Attorney General. There we go. That's the Virginia Attorney General race. We also got the Washington State Senate race and then New York Mayor. This is crazy. Apparently, the mayorship race had become very, very famous with Anthony Weiner coming back into the mix. But I guess we have Republican Joe Lahoda and de Blasio as being the neck and neck. We also got Boston mayor up for grabs, Seattle mayor, Nassau County, county executive. Those are some of the big elections today. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so pets. Now, we are starting to see a rise in pets as therapy for mental conditions. We are finding more and more evidence that these pets help people with autism, post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as other functions for everyday life. The assistants are usually dogs, but apparently they've used miniature horses, chinchillas, and other animals. Some are highly trained psychiatric service animals that might help autism patients improve their social skills and interactions. Others are household pets called ESAs, or emotional support animals. And apparently these emotional support animals are a fast-growing type because they require no special training, just a doctor's note saying the pet helps the patient. I've had to write tons of notes. People wanting to move into an apartment, people wanting to go on a flight, I've had to say that their animal is for emotional support. And, it's true. I think my dogs and cats are the biggest pains in the butt my house has ever seen, and they really know how to stink up a house. But I got to tell you, man, I love them. Some owners of these emotional support animals say having the pets allows them to reduce how much medication they take. But ESAs have spurred controversy in part because some airlines and restaurants bar pets and may permit entrance for emotional support animals, but they think some people are abusing it. They go, well, I need my Fluffy. Fluffy needs to come with me. And you're like, but this is a movie theater, for crying out loud. Really? That's what happens. You know, something really good is out there, and then somebody abuses it. It's ridiculous. Annie Roeder, 29 years old, of Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, has dissociative disorder. Now, this is a disorder that causes sporadic memory loss, feelings of detachment from oneself, perceptions of people and objects that aren't real, so they disassociate. She says her psychiatric service dog, Bamboo, who's a Basset Hound Beagle mix, helps her when she's having an anxiety attack or feels out of touch with reality. The dog alerts Miss Roeder when the episode is occurring and will lay down on her lap to stabilize her. Miss Roeder says she doesn't know whether Bamboo has detected a change in her actions or something else, but he just knows. She used to be afraid to spend time in public when she had these dissociative episodes, but since getting Bamboo 2.5 years ago, she now feels safe to engage in regular activities outside her home. Now, this is, though, what I'm concerned about, okay? Remember how devastated we were when one of our pets would die, when any of our pets would die or leave us? I would say be extremely careful with using animals for severe psychiatric diagnosis of patients, because if that animal does not outlive us, that could be extremely traumatizing. You know, one thing I would maybe suggest is have maybe two of them, so that if the animal does get sick or dies, we don't have a crisis. But that could be extremely concerning. Now, they say identifying health benefits from animal-assisted therapy, as the field is known, comes from observational studies. We don't really have a lot of experiments or randomized control experiments, okay? But we know that many of us do use our animals to fight anxiety, depression, etc. We do, and you know they should. Honestly, we feed the little buggers, and we clean up after them. They might as well, you know, we might as well put them to work. But we got to be extremely, extremely careful with that. You know, for me, whenever we have a pet die, we, within a week, go to the pound and adopt a new one. And that's really helped us cope with the loss of a pet. And other people, they don't do that because they don't want to, you know, tarnish the memory. They don't want to speed up, you know, trying to heal from it. They want to grieve over their lost pet. And you should. I mean, it's part of the family. But for us, I noticed that immediately we had to go back to the pound and adopt another animal. And so when our dog died, we basically adopted some cats. One of the cats died. We adopted another cat. The cycle could go on, but it helped us grieve and not miss the quietness of the animal coming in. And, you know, we have the welcoming committee. When we come home, there's a welcoming committee. And when you're lacking an aspect to that welcoming committee, or when you're lacking a welcoming committee, you notice it. And you could be in a decent mood coming from work, and then boom, you get depressed. And so sometimes the lack of the animal can be depressing. And so, you know, whenever you take on a pet in the house, I always, you know, urge parents, now remember, be prepared if the pet isn't always there, if the pet gets sick, because now you're dealing with a whole nother set of emotional issues. But I got to tell you, I mean, what animals could do, it is a real untapped resource. I mean, these post-traumatic stress disorder animals, it's brilliant. You know, like in hospitals, these, you know, psychiatric hospitals where they'll use these animals and it'll help people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, etc. And God bless these animals. These animals should be just absolutely pampered like crazy. You know, what I use my pets for is they let me know if I need to get the gun. It's very interesting. The dogs will be asleep, and the dogs, they have no idea if somebody's outside, but the cats. If the cats detect that there's something going on, they immediately stand up and they get ready to flee. So if I think I hear something, but the animals, the cats are just kind of sitting there licking themselves, I know I'm safe. So I kind of use the animals as an alert system. That's what I do. Yeah, I know. I know sometimes when they clean themselves, it's so noisy that I don't even know if they could hear a bad guy coming in. All right, so that's pretty cool. Pets, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So bariatric surgery improves sexual function. They say obese women who underwent bariatric surgery said they experienced better sexual function and quality of life after the operation.
In a study published in JAMA Surgery, researchers followed 106 women with an average age of 41 who underwent weight loss surgery between 2006 and 2012. The women were assessed by researchers before their surgeries and then again 1 or 2 years after the surgeries. The participants lost about a third of their body weight in the 2 years following their operations. At each checkup, the women were given questionnaires assessing their sexual function, quality of life, depression, etc. And they also reported improvements, not only in quality of life, but arousal, lubrication, desire, and satisfaction. They also experienced an increase in reproductive hormones in the 2 years after their surgery. Now, I know some of you will be, saying, no, wait a second, I thought obesity could, I thought obesity increased sex hormones, increased hormones. Well, that's true. Obese women may have more testosterone, they may have more estrogen. But I also think that there's certain types of negative feedback that some of these hormones get with fat and adipose tissue. The other thing also is, you know how euphoric women feel when they have lost weight? One of the keys to improving libido in women and sexual desire is making us feel like we lost weight and are skinny. It's amazing. All right? And so women losing weight are a lot more sexual. They can be. They have that potential. So this makes perfect sense that bariatric surgery improves sexual function. It makes a whole bunch of sense. Now, remember to do the bariatric surgery if you've tried all else and failed, and if you can stick with the program. I think it's extremely depressing to see a failed failed bariatric surgery. Because sometimes you can't go in twice. Now, the lap band, you could tighten, you can move, you can maybe replace. But the gastric sleeve, once you take that part of the stomach, you're done. Roux-en-Y procedure or maybe a gastric bypass, once you do that, you're done. And seeing people who have failed a gastric, a bariatric surgery, that's pretty depressing. Yes, they may be able then to maybe go in and maybe have a lap band. It depends on their contraindications, etc. But there still has to be a lot of mind over matter. But to think about it, you feel sexy, you're having more sex, you may want to keep up the diet. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater.
Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Well, if you ask me what stresses me out every single day, it's funny. There's one thing that always stresses me every single day. It's not getting to work on time. It's not anything that has to do with the radio show. Maybe some insurance companies and the medical office, but that's not every day. The one thing that is a stressor every single day ends up being my battery life of my smartphone. And apparently, there's a magazine that has compared the battery life of eight high-end smartphones, your Samsung, Apple, Nokia, HTC, BlackBerry, etc. And it looks like the Samsung's Galaxy S4 came top of the list for both calls and browsing time. Apple's iPhone 5S came in fourth for calls and browsing. They also say the iPhone's 5C was a poor performer. Now, this comes out of Which Magazine. It's called Which Magazine. So they compared the battery life of Samsung, Apple, HTC, Nokia, BlackBerry in terms of call and web browsing time. The Samsung Galaxy S4 trumped everybody in both categories. iPhone, we're having some trouble with. The Nokia Lumina, I think, didn't do that well either.
They tested handsets. HTC One came in second in calls and fourth in web battery life. Samsung's Galaxy S4 Mini was third in calls and second for web battery life.
This is a smart study because I tell you, if these phones, I am amazed at how the Samsung Galaxy S4, I am afraid with how the Samsung Galaxy S4 has been able to rival the iPhone. You know, I'm very interested in technology and what's been happening with technology. And so it's, you know, it just fascinates me that anything could come up on the iPhone. I remember my husband going, well, I want the Samsung Galaxy. And my kids were like, I want the Samsung Galaxy. I'm like, wait a second, I thought iPhone was the big thing. Remember, nothing is too big to fail. What you may think is the biggest, most popular thing has a shelf life. You know, one of the reasons why I was very intimidated about starting a reality TV show and developing one is because I'm like, you got so many good ones out there. Well, even the good ones, no matter how much you want them to succeed, okay, people are always looking for something a little different. And I don't want to compete with some of my favorite shows out there. I love Deadliest Catch. I love Duck Dynasty. I really love Pawn Stars. You know, and so I was like, well, I can't, you know, here now try to do a show and then try to be in competition or whatever. But the thing is people will want it, okay? People will want something different. People will want, well, I don't see Deadliest Catch. I can watch that forever. Same thing with Gold Rush. I can watch all those shows forever, but still. All right, so, but I mean, if you are a phone company out there and you're trying to figure out how to please the masses, please, for the love of the Lord, do something with that battery charge. I cannot believe how stressed we are when our battery starts to fall. Now, this is interesting. I found an article on Kmart and how Kmart, we've started to see half-empty shelves, some disorganized stock rooms. These are some pictures. The floor, displays looking old, dated cash registers, etc. What's been happening with Kmart? Now, some of you don't care because, you know, ever since Walmart opened up, it's always been Walmart. But, you know, remember Kmart and remember Jemco? These guys were supposed to be too big to fail. Now, Kmart is still out there and it's still holding their own. But apparently, Brian Soce at Bellis Capital Advisors headed to several Kmart stores to see what state it's in. And he took pictures of stock and shelves half empty, things looking kind of unappealing, you know. And the chain was purchased Sears in 2005, has about 1,200 stores. It is the third largest discount store chain in the world after Walmart and Target. Now, Kmart was still able to hold its own. Jemco, I think, was gone in the 80s. There's been a lot of stores that have come and gone. Kmart has been around for a long time. And we thought that Walmart and Target would be the end of Kmart. But for some reason, it isn't. Now, why? What would be so appealing about Kmart? Well, maybe the prices. I know they have a great layaway program. And I think it's not as busy and crowded as Walmart or Kmart or Target. I mean, you know, I love going to Walmart, but I avoid Walmart Christmas time because I cannot stand in the lines. It just takes too long. And so, you know, you need to, when you're a company to prevent from dying, find out what people dislike about some of these stores. I mean, I don't even watch Walmart commercials. I just know to go there because I know it ends up being cheaper. And the funny thing is I've caught online that it's not as cheap as other places. I'm finding that for a lot of the Christmas gifts, yeah, I did my Christmas and my Hanukkah shopping early. I went online, and I found that I was able to get things $10 cheaper because I didn't buy them during the holiday season. And I found that I only think I bought one thing at Walmart. Everything else online, the Walmart online, everything else I bought actually was a little cheaper. You know, you had the free shipping. It came in maybe a dollar cheaper, et cetera. So everything kind of has a cycle to it. So Walmart does have these amazing specials, et cetera. But, you know, don't be fooled. Not everything is the most bare-bottom price. Now, what's cool is a lot of these places will do, like, a price guarantee where if you find something cheaper elsewhere, they'll give you the money back. That's pretty cool. I don't know if Walmart does that, but a lot of the stores do that, which is cool. The problem is none of us have time to do that, so, you know, for the extra dollar or 50 cents. But it'll be interesting to see if Kmart can still hold its own. But from what we're understanding from these pictures, it doesn't look like they're doing as well. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to be talking about the doctor demand growing by up a third to 2025. The U.S. is going to need more doctors in the next 12 years. The expected rise, I guess, demand varies by specialty versus primary care. And what we're seeing at a state level is also happening at the national level. Now, one of these reasons is our population is going to increase. The U.S. Census Bureau projects that our population is going to increase 9.5% between 2013 and 2025. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that an additional 28 million people will have health insurance by the year 2023. Kind of surprised because so many people are are losing their health insurance now. All right, but your doctors are getting older. So a lot of our doctors are leaving. All right, so our baby boomer doctors, yeah, we still got some baby boomers in their 60s, 70s practicing, but they're going to retire. And so as we have more and more doctors retire and less young people wanting to go into medicine, we're going to find that they're really going to have to go to, I saw an article on your primary care technician. We're going to be having technicians. All right, we have mid-levels, great mid-levels, nurse practitioners, PAs, etc. But we're actually going to be having technician-type people have to take on medical care. They say the demand for cardiologists is estimated to grow by 51% in Nevada. Demand in West Virginia, only 5%. Now, why would Nevada need 51% more cardiologists, according to Fox News? Why do we need to grow 51%? Well, because remember, Nevada's dry air. Great for baby boomers. Great for arthritis. We don't have to worry about hurricanes. We don't have to worry about snowstorms. So if you're older, all you have to worry about is maybe 6 weeks of chilly winter and about maybe 12 weeks of rough summer. And other than that, you really don't need to do a lot physically to live in Nevada. Okay? They say for vascular surgeons who do the bypass surgeries and stents, the increase will be about 31%, and a demand for cardiologists will increase 20% throughout the country. Primary care doctor, 14%. Now, the primary care providers are going to be competing with nurse practitioners and PAs. And already doctors are not getting hired because it's less expensive to hire a PA or nurse practitioner. So a lot of people going into medicine don't find the money in primary care. So we're going to even see more of a shortage. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder.
call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.